This week in the parish of Bourses and market structure, is the MIAX IPO off? Is Austra on the block? Seven ring dealers remain and there's hyper competition in Scandi Electricity. My name is Patrick L. Young. Welcome to the Bourse Business Weekly Digest. It's the Exchange Invest Weekly Podcast, episode 260. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very brief reduction of highlights amongst the key headlines from the week in market structure. All the analysis of the many events and happenings from the past 7 days can be found in Exchange Invest's daily subscriber newsletter, the unique guide to the bourse business sent daily to your inbox. More details at exchangeinvest.com. In bit carnage, a 100-year empire is the thing apparently, not quite the ambition of the Third Reich, but with no IPO plans. Nonetheless, Binance are preparing for a Bitcoin century and 1,000 new staff as the corporate compliance bill tops $200 million. Still on FTX, former FTX executive Ryan Salome has claimed the government has backtracked on a plea deal, according to a filing, as he accuses New York federal prosecutors of investigating his partner for GOP campaign financing, where Salome believed he had a plea agreement for the feds overall to lay off. As you may recall from Exchange Invest 2977, Salome was sentenced to 7.5 years of jail time a few months back. If you enjoyed this excerpt, you may be interested to know you can read BitCarnage every day in Exchange Invest. Alternatively, if you want to follow BitCarnage, the daily update on happenings in the world of crypto and digital assets, you can find BitCarnage as a standalone on Substack. In the world of mainstream exchanges, Euronext and Nord Pool announced Nordic and Baltic power futures. In the wake of Nasdaq and the EEX being unable, due to monopoly concerns, to tie up their merger, Euronext is not seeking to buy any assets from Nasdaq, it seems, but go it alone, building on the cash markets of Nord Pool in the Nasdaq and Baltic region. Interesting. The EEX attempt to buy Nasdaq's Baltic Nordic power business, you will recall, came to a halt as reported in Exchange Invest 3001 on June the 27th, following increased concerns which had been growing about antitrust in the weeks before. No sooner did Euronext make their announcement than we also had EEX. EEX and EPEX Spot have extended their future to spot service to Nordic power markets. Let the competition begin. Quite where this leaves Nasdaq is going to be difficult to see. And then there were seven over at the LME, ring dealing members, I mean. SocGen will in future be a Tier 2 member, having downgraded from the Tier 1 ring status. Seven isn't zero, but the trend from 30 or more in the 1980s boom years shows no sign of reducing. Is the ring doomed? I still think it has potential market power, and indeed could be a fascinating hub for more besides, but it is clearly time to consider what dynamic can best price LME metals going forward with the maximum potential revenue share for the Hong Kong Exchange's subsidiary, which remains one of the world's most powerful brands amongst its user base. It was a busy week for results in the parish. All the details were at Exchange Invest Daily, the newsletter no person can afford to be without in capital markets and market structure. For the sake of this podcast, let's look at some edited highlights. Warsaw Stock Exchange, somewhat flat. Revenues reached a new record high, up 7.2%. EBITDA, on the other hand, was down 6.8%, as was net profit at minus 6.5%. Warsaw Stock Exchange seeing a second consecutive revenue record this financial year, and expenses appear to be coming under control at last. But the marketplace group is somewhat becalmed, albeit the political manipulation of GPW management is hardly conducive to long-term planning. Much more exciting results came out from Down Under, New Zealand exchange showing ongoing strength through economic and market cycles. Operating earnings up 12%, reported NPAT, there's a great number for you, another acronym, up 119%, interim dividend of 3 cents per share. Encouraging results once again from NZX, which also exemplifies how exchanges in the Antipodes can succeed, only not if they're called ASX. In deals news, it was a busy week for deals in the parish. All the deals were in Exchange Invest Daily, the newsletter no person can afford to be without in capital markets and market structure. For the sake of this podcast, two highlights for you. A Miami International Holdings have secured a $100 million investment from Warburg Pincus. It looks like the much mooted MIAX IPO may be less of a priority as the firm has raised $100 million from Warburg Pincus to build their Miami floor and more. Meanwhile, CME and S&P Global are mulling a sale of their joint venture firm, Austra. Potentially all change in Austra, which was formed by CME and the then IHS Market, which is now, of course, owned by SPGI. It combined CME's Triana, Trioptima and Reset along with the IHS Market, MarketSurf. Is the likely bidder another exchange group or a pure-play data vendor? Interesting potential transaction. A spot of lateral thinking could work wonders to give the asset a new generation success. If you're looking for new generation success, incidentally, then look back 25 years and look 25 years into the future. My original bestseller, Capital Market Revolution, the first breakthrough book best-selling in fintech a decade before that word held common currency, has over 10,000 new words of additional pith in the new edition, which is available now as an ebook, placing the past quarter century in perspective alongside the original text, which has proven remarkably accurate through the years. Capital Market Revolution 25th Anniversary Edition is published by Exchange Invest and is now available as an ebook via Amazon Kindle at the ludicrously reasonable price of $9.99, a quarter the price of the original shorter print book a quarter century ago. Meanwhile, if you fancy some financial insights with moving pictures, check out our live stream, Tuesdays, 5 o'clock London, midday New York time. It's the IPO Video Live Show. Catch the back episodes on LinkedIn and YouTube via IPO-Vid. Our finance book of the week this week is Fintech for Dummies by Brendan Bradley, which examines the depth and breadth of financial technology. A comprehensive hands-on guide, it's the go-to source for everything you need to confidently navigate the ever-changing scene of this booming industry. If you want to get some insights, incidentally, into the great expertise of the excellent Brendan Bradley, he was our IPO vid guest on episode 85, Evolving Markets, Evolving Careers. In product news this week, the Shanghai Stock Exchange has launched a new star index, while EBS has set October so that there will become a single CME platform for non-deliverable forwards at that time. Technology news this week, ICE is collaborating with Space Intelligence to launch ICE's Commodity Traceability Service, a fascinating ICE response to try to help enable better compliance and cheaper compliance to the European Union's somewhat prescriptive deforestation regulation, EUDR, which is a typical EU edict. A lovely idea, but seriously, is the most feasible reaction when the EU's prescriptive overkill leads to an exhaustive regulation such as this. The usual precepts that Eurocrats believe African hill villages run to a standard akin to Metro Brussels is the big issue, as they feel they can impose hashtag first world problems on the rest of the world. By the way, you can also catch my 1 minute video on the topic of EUDR made a few weeks ago. You can catch that on our channel via youtube.com/IPO-Vid. Over at the long-term stock exchange, if you remember them, not so much information coming out from them, so it's a long-term drip feed on their information flow. They've had a proposed rule change accepted that's allowing them to move to the Memex platform. Memex having successfully transitioned Blue Ocean to their platform in recent weeks as well. Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly. We welcome your feedback. You can contact me directly, patrick@derivativesvision.com, with any comments. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed this show, we would welcome you giving us a thumbs up. Or if you have time, a positive review will always be welcome, wherever you find this podcast. In regulation, there are accusations the FCA chair Ashley Alder may have slipped up over the FCA's clear rules with a little excess of transparency. Ashley Alder being accused of revealing the identity of an internal whistleblower within the regulator. Career paths, a couple of interesting appointments at the head of a couple of fascinating smaller bourses. Peter Situmbeko Nalitolela has become the chief executive of Dar es Salaam Stock Exchange PLC. He's confirmed as the new CEO, replacing the brief interregnum of interim CEO, the exchange's chief legal officer, Mrs. Mary S. Nawasa. the same time, in Ljubljana, the central banker Marko Bombač will succeed Alice Ipavić, whose second term has expired at the end of August as the new head of the management board. All the very, very best to Marko Bombač in his new role. Scott Hudson, delighted to hear that he has been elevated. He's going to become the new Australia, New Zealand, Antipodean Managing Director of the investor relations firm Georgeson, a subsidiary of Computershare, where Scott has been working for almost 20 years. Spot a dysfunction on the board scene in Bangladesh. Essentially, Bangladesh is in chaos since Sheikh Hasina was forced out of office a couple of weeks ago, and the SEC staff seem more eager to ensure they secure their pension rights rather than actually helping commerce run smoothly in the ensuing panic. With Bangladesh rapidly moving to undo the previous regime's cronyism, the problem is that firms, especially regulated exchanges, are being hampered as their non-executive directors are pushed out and encouraged to resign en masse. Hence, a crisis described by the Financial Express headline as exchanges left dysfunctional without independent directors. Meanwhile, with the Olympics all over, it's Paralympic time in Paris. Barring the legal shenanigans for the able-bodied Olympics, it was great to hear of the triumphs of the sublime Simone Biles et al. During this year's Olympiad. However, I must admit, one of my highlights was a competition not actually in the Olympics themselves, but nonetheless a key part of sports fandom, trolling. When Italy lost a fencing gold to Hong Kong, it was a clear case of an epee hitting a sore point, leading to claims of some sort of bad sportsmanship, poor judging, technology, whatever. Whinge mode was on in Italy, let's put it that way. Whatever the justification, and I say I have no idea, Hong Kong was remarkably upset. Unwilling to take this slight on their fencing excellence, Pizza Hut Hong Kong promptly offered free pineapple on any pizza to help SAR residents celebrate the Hong Kong brace of fencing gold medals in a blatant snub to Italian pizza purism. Frankly, a gold medal for trolling ought to have been awarded. And on that mysterious and magnificent note, thank you for listening to this Exchange Invest Weekly Podcast number 260. Join us daily via exchangeinvest.com, or if you have a new exchange marketplace you would like built, get in touch. My name is Patrick L. Young, and I wish you a great week in life and markets. This show relates to the business of bourses. It is not to be construed as investment advice, nor are we making any investment recommendations. Please consult an investment advisor before you make any investments, and for goodness sake, do your due diligence and do not make investments without complying with the regulations in your home state. Exchange Invest cannot be held responsible for any investment decisions made as a result of our program, which is for entertainment purposes only. The material herein is copyright Patrick L. Young at the date of publication, while our music and sound effects are sourced from copyright-free sources. Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly, the exchange of information.